This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The drama isn't just playing out in the Hood County Courthouse. It's hit the library, too. Dozens of residents there are demanding that LGBT children's books be banned or removed from the library's children's section. In Plano, a couple of parents have asked the public library to move LGBT books. Some North Texas librarians talk about why they carry these books and how they handle those kinds of complaints.
In the middle of New York City, there is a great big park called Central Park. Children love to play there.
It's summertime when kids flock to the library to peruse books or sit quietly listening to story time. 9-year-old Rachel Armstrong is reading a book called And Tango Makes Three at the Dallas Public Library downtown. She's learning about how New York's Central Park Zoo has all kinds of families.
There are red panda bear families with mothers and fathers and furry red panda bear cubs. There are monkey dads and monkey moms raising noisy monkey babies. Two penguins in the penguin house were a little bit different. One was named Roy and the other was named Silo.
Those male penguins end up raising a baby penguin together. Peter Coyle, the library's district manager, says this is one of the books parents most frequently challenge. It's actually based on a true story. The two penguins became internationally known when they became inseparable at the zoo and were given an egg that needed to hatch. Even if the story weren't true, Coyle says, having a wide range of books in a public library is crucial.
We want to make sure that there's materials for the children out there who have gay parents, or gay parents who are looking to adopt, or someone that has maybe a caregiver for a child that may be in that situation.
Coyle argues that not including such books would be censorship. This year, the Dallas Library bought the title This Day in June, one of the books parents have targeted in Hood County. He says the book was added because it's the winner of this year's Stonewall Book Award and has received rave reviews.
It fills a need in our collection, which is to have a children's picture book about pride. I'm not aware of any picture book that talks about that topic, so it's important for us to have that. So we have that topic addressed in our collection for whoever wants to look at it.
Kathy Ziegler, Plano's library director, heard from two parents last week who were concerned about a couple of LGBT children's books. One of the parents, Kathy Phillips, says the book called Families was displayed on a featured shelf for new children's books.
And my request was that it be moved to a shelf that would be more in control of parents, maybe on a bookshelf within the children's section that says new books for parents or higher up, so that children couldn't run immediately to that book without parents having an opportunity to make a decision on its content.
Phillips says she believes it's important for libraries to carry books that feature different viewpoints, but she wants parents to have more control over what their children are exposed to. Library Director Ziegler says the books are age-appropriate.
I have personally checked them out and read them, and one I think is precious, and the others I think are appropriate. They're informational.
The book called Families is about families with one parent, mixed-race parents, and also same-sex parents. The other one is titled Families, Families, Families. It's illustrated with animals and also features non-traditional families. Ziegler says there are no plans to move the books to another shelf or area.
We let people know that we serve a diverse community, and things that might be appropriate for some families are not appropriate for others. And so we expect the parents to guide their children in their reading materials.
Kristen Peekle with the American Library Association says it's uncertain if libraries will receive more challenges to LGBT children's books because of the Supreme Court ruling. What is certain? A librarian's role to advocate for these kinds of books.
It's important not only for the kids who identify with these books to see themselves in books, but it's so important for everybody else to realize that this is part of our world.
The other certainty, she adds, is that across the country, books are continuously being challenged, whether the Supreme Court rules or not. Stella Chavez, KERA News.